Assalamu alaikum. Pardon me for the hiatus from Parshas Akiv. Just, I was on a plane. Okay. Yanadi Yoma, also the Parsha. Some ideas we've seen before, but I think perhaps the blending together of the ideas would be useful for us. So without further ado, we're in the midst of Zayin de Nechemta. We've mentioned that before. Let's just grease the wheels. Prior to Tisha B'Av, from Shivas Batamas until Tisha B'Av, we have the Gimel de Puranus, the three Haftorahs of Calamity. Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimud Dvar Hashem, and Chazon Yeshayahu. Then afterwards, up until Rosh Hashanah, we have the Zayin de Nechemta. And as Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, would say, it's important that we enter into Rosh Hashanah with a sense of Nechama. I.e., and this was his lashon, that even though we may have received one or many, maybe more than one patch in the previous year, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Zayin de Nechama. And then post Rosh Hashanah, starting with Tzom Gedalia, and then Shavah Shuvah, what are referred to as the Beis de Tshuvta, the two Haftorahs of Tshuva. So again, three Haftorahs of Puranus, of Calamity, seven Haftorahs of Nechama. And we discuss the idea of Nechama. We'll discuss it again briefly and here, just to make sure that we understand the term correctly, of consolation, or that's the translation of the word, though it doesn't fully convey what Nechama means. And then finally, the Beis de Tshuvta. So right now, if you see the list over here in front of you, we're holding at Aniyaso Ara. And the Avudram says that really these Haftorahs are in a manner of speaking a conversation between the Borei Olam, the Navi, and Klal Yisrael. And as the outline is that the Navi comes and tells us, Nachamu Nachanu Ami. The Navi says that it comes to Klal Yisrael and say, receive, take Nechama. Remember, we talked about the idea of Nechama is a machshava cheres, is a new way of looking at things. Klal Yisrael in turn replies, Vatomer Tzion Zavani Hashem V'Hashem Shechoni. It's not enough for you to be Menachem us, because after all, Hashem has abandoned us. The Navi in turn reports to Hashem on the Asoralu Nuchama, that Klal Yisrael does not want to take Nechama from me. They want to hear a dafka from you, specifically from you, Hashem, because they feel that you have left them. It's not enough for them to hear words of Nechama from me. They need to hear it from you. And then next week, in Parsha, the Haftorah starts, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachem Chem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, I will be Menachem you. Okay, I don't think we need to go into everything else at the moment. The Avodram, as you can see, this is how this expands. The Navi comes, Klal Yisrael says, it's not enough to hear it from you, because we feel Hashem has abandoned us. The Navi in turn reports back to Hashem, they can't fully take Nechama from me, it's not sufficient. Hashem in turn says, Beseder. Therefore, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachem Chem. I indeed will be Menachem them. We talked about the idea of Nechama, and we said that it appears, for instance, in the Kaddish, that the concept of Nechama appears to be a little bit misunderstood, because after all, we say in Kaddish, Le'ela min kol berchosa, we say in Kaddish, that Hashem's name should be made great, Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shmei Rabo. And then as the Kaddish continues, La'ela, all of our wish, all of our bakasha, that Hashem's name be made great, as it were, be completed, is should be higher, should be successful in a fashion that is higher from every berchos, every blessing, or shiras, every song, to shvachos, every praise, v'nechem masa. So if you use the English translation of Nechamasa, meaning consolation, appears to be a bit anticlimactic. praise, bracha, right? Blessing, song, praise, and consolation. We're used to the idea of consolation as being, well, you lost, so you can get, you know, a piece of bubble gum, etc., for the consolation. Nechama is, once again, I'm being brief over here because we have discussed the idea before. Nechama is the idea, as it says in Embracious, Vayinochem Hashem ki asos adam ba'aretz v'yisatzei v'libo. There, the term Nechama is used vis-a-vis Hashem. This doesn't obviously mean consolation over there. And Rashi explains, Kulam loshon machshava acheresem. In other words, the process, the idea, the concept of Nechama is a new way of understanding, a new way of relating to something. My premise over here is that Nechama is a process that takes us from the state of emuna to the revelation of emes. Emuna, we rely upon the one we rely upon, obviously the Rabbono Shel Olam, we rely upon him, even though we don't necessarily see the full picture, even though we don't necessarily see the fruition all the time of the reason for our placing our trust in him, etc., 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 even though that be true, nonetheless, it is part of the tahalich, it is part of the process that takes us from emuna, that's nechama, that is to take us from emuna to the revelation of the emes, of the truth. The truth is incontrovertible. Emuna is something that's deep, deep inside of us. We rely upon him, rely upon him, rely upon him. Okay. And again, we talked about this idea that that someone loses a korov, loses a close relative, Hashem should spare us. Then the bracha that the Avil makes is Dayana Emes. This is a statement of Emuna. Dayana Emes, Dayana Emes. Right? We know that Hashem is Dayana Emes. Nonetheless, we're in a tremendous state of pain. The process then that begins to unfold is the process of Nechama. In other words, we make a statement of Emuna. We go through a process of Nechama, and at the conclusion of that Nechama, right, the great Nechama, obviously, is what you call the Geula, Tchias HaMesim, Yemos Mashiach, Tchias HaMesim, etc. Then the Emes is revealed. The Emes is revealed, the truth is revealed, and that itself is builds upon our Emunah. How is this in context of our parshas? We'll get to that in just a scooch. But first, let's see. As really, all of Sefer Devarim is fascinating in many ways. Is that it has so many parshios that seem, on the one hand, to speak to the world of the Bris, of the way Hashem has created a new level of creation, or I should say, he has revealed a new level of creation, Bris, like the Ramban says in Sefer Bereishis, is Bris is Miloshim Bri'as. Right? It's a new level of connection which is fundamental to the existence of the world. Bris, every fundamental Bris is a revelation of a higher level of Bri'as. Okay? So Bri'as, and Hashem in Sefer Devarim reveals to us both what our ultimate destiny is, and that certainly is the world of the Bris, and the Chesed, the Bris ves HaChesed. The Chesed is that He shows us in this world, because this world is really, its eager purpose is to take us to the next world, to take us to the next world, having recreated ourselves. We've given us, Hashem has given us the raw material, He has given us the strength, He has given us the weaknesses, He has given us the hurdles, He has given us the challenges, He has given us the abilities. So both the combination of what we consider positive and then together with those things that we consider, let's say, not so positive, but the fact is this is all part of the package by which we give birth to ourselves in this world and are therefore roi, we are worthy to return, right, a more complete, a more perfected human being through our own devices, not through a gift. That's the purpose of this world. So in that sense, if you think about it, Shema talks very much about Inyanei, the Olma Emes, the pure Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, And we go after us, Hashem Elokecha b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol medecha, the high levels of how we should love Hashem with both our yitzarim, our yitzar tov, our yitzar ra, right? To as it were, to control that yitzar ra, sometimes use its some of the kochas nefesh that are associated with it for positive things, right? Kol nafshecha, filo notlos nafshecha, even if Hashem takes one's life, we give it, right? How many Jews died with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, upon their lips? Kol meodecha, regardless of the vicissitudes of life, kol mido mido shemodid lecha, or kol meodecha, kol mamoncha, right? A very rarefied level. This is the way a Jew's mind, this is the way a Jew's Weltanschauung, his worldview should be. Vayayim Shamoa, again, we know, is talking about all mitzvahs and very much Olam Hazer oriented. Nasati Matar Tzachem, Be'ito Yireh Malkosh, etc. So, all of Sefer Dvarim, or a good portion of it, I should say, really is meant to realign us in terms of what our destiny is and the path to that destiny. The destiny is the Olam HaEmes. The path to that destiny is Olam HaZeh, the prosdor, the corridor to the Traklin, to the Great Hall. Fine. In Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Once again, our topic over here is Nechama, but also in the concept of, in the context of our Parsha, and we'll get to our Parsha in just a moment. But this idea of the unfolding of our emuna until it becomes revealed as the emes, this is the way Rashi explains the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Once again, we've talked about this. Hashem Shu Elokeinu, says Rashi, Ata, he is the one who's mashgiach alina b'hashgacha pratis, right? Very fine-tuned in terms of his relationship with the Jewish people. He is mashgiach alina b'hashgacha pratis. Velo Elokeya Ovdei Kochavim. Why? Because they did not opt for a connection via the Torah, which is the source of this intense and very fine-tuned level of hashgacha pratis. They're not interested. They weren't interested in it. Right, as the Chazal tell us, the Torah was offered to them on one level or another. What does it say? Lo sirtzach. What does it say? Lo sinaf. What does it say? Lo signav. And they said, no, we're out of here. This is not for us. This is not for us. So that being the case, he is Elokeinu. Shema Yisrael Hashem. Elokeinu. We talk to Yaakov Avinu in Marsa Bachpelah. Shema Yisrael. We talk to ourselves. We're Yisrael. We talk to one another. Shema Yisrael. Right? And we say, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. Who is HaYehovah, yet he is unchanged. He is the one who gives existence to creation. He will, therefore, we all be, therefore everything be, as a result of his will. Hashem Elokeinu, within this world that he has created, through his will. He is Mashkiach Alim Bashkocha Pratis. We took the Torah. We're going to march according to the beat of that drum. Hashem Echad, says Rashi, who asid lios Hashem Echad. One day it'll be so clear, the truth will be so incontrovertibly revealed that even the nations of the world will recognize Hashem is Echad, Hashem is one. He is one. Everything came from one source. Everything is from one source. Everything was necessary. Everything is perfect. Everything is Echad. So that's Shema Yisrael. So now, let's address how we deal with the difficulties of this world. And the example par excellence of this, again, in our march from Emuna to Gilui HaEmes, and that's the process of Nechama, and then Sefer Dvarim speaks to this, as we've seen, right? Shema speaks to our destiny. Vayayim Shema speaks to our path. Keep the mitzvos, Eretz Yisrael will knack properly, as it were. It will, as it were, function as a well-greased machine. Eretz Yisrael is the place for Klal Yisrael. This is where we belong. And next is, how do we deal with the painful moments of life? And that's in our Parsha here, Parsha's Re'eh. Vanim atem Hashem Elokechem lo siskodedu. Right? The Pasuk says, Perek Yod Dalet, Vanim atem Hashem Elokechem lo siskodedu lo sasimu kocha beninechem lo meis. Lo meis. Someone passes on, a close relative. We are told lo siskodedu, we're not told not to tear out our hair in a fit of unbridled mourning. Why? Ki am kodosh atol Hashem lekech, for you're a holy nation unto your Hashem lekech, to the one who guides your life, your creator, the one who's mashkiach upon you. V'cho b'char Hashem, and is in you, upon you, through you, that Hashem has chosen, lios lo la'am segula, you are a unique people, you are like a treasure. Of all the nations of the world, they're all Hashem's will, they're all Hashem's creations, they're all precious. But you alone are the skula, you alone are the treasure, you are the, as it were, the ultimate. Because we took the Torah, Mikol ha'amim, asher al pnei adam, that upon the face of the earth. Let's examine. We're going to read a little bit. I hope you don't find it too tedious, but I think it's important that you see how different Mefarshim extracted this from the Pesukim. We have two psukim that we're dealing with. Bani Matem, Lashem Elokeichem, and Ki'am Kodosh Ata, Perek Yudal, psukim Aleph and Beis and Dvarim. Says Ibn Ezra. This says Ibn Ezra. And I'm going to use different mefarshim, and you'll see how each one of them, as it were, accentuates a different point in looking at what these two psukim have to communicate to us. And I think it will serve us in good stead. Says Ibn Ezra, Tam Banim, Acha shetedu shatem banim l'Hashem v'oev eschem yosem ya'av l'ben. Once you know that you are the banim, you are the children of Hashem, Kaviyocho, and He loves you, yosem ya'av l'ben, more than a father even loves his son. Al tizkodedu al mashi ya'ase, or shimashi ya'ase, ki kol asher ya'ase l'tovu, v'lo tivinu kasher lo yavinu abanim ektanim ma'isavim. This is the ultimate statement of Emuna. We are banim. Hashem loves us. But at the same time, we are banim. And just as the small child doesn't necessarily understand what his father is doing, so too vis-a-vis our Father in heaven, we don't always understand what He is doing. And therefore, we have no choice but yismuchu alav. We have to rely upon Him. He knows best. He knows best. He knows best. You hear it? That's very important. Bani Matem, that's the first statement. That's Ibn Ezra. Now, let's look at something from the Ramban. Ulfi daiti ki tam am kodosh. Again, that's the second pasuk. Ki am kodosh. Havtocho bekiyum anefoshos lefonav yizbarach yomar achrei sh'atah am kodosh uskula. Right? It says, ki am kodosh ato. And la'am segula, we call amim. So this is a new statement. This is a statement of how Hashem tells us that we are a holy people, and we are a segula, we are an otzar, we are a treasure of His. Shatam kadosh uskulas Hashem v'lo yisa elokim nefesh v'chashav machshavus levilti yidach mimenu nidach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, on contrary, He wouldn't destroy a nefesh so precious to Him. Lehefech, he uses every possibility to make sure that not one soul is lost. Levilti yidach mimenu midach, so not one who would ostensibly appear to be lost, that soul should be lost. He does everything possible to make sure that soul is not lost. In roi lachem lizgodid v'ikareach ala nefesh v'afilo emus benoar. Therefore, one should not tear one's hair out. One should not mourn excessively, even if chalila, we should never know from it. Right, the individual passed away in his youth. So again, Ibn Ezra told us, we're like banim, like children, vis-a-vis the Creator, like our Father in heaven. We don't always understand. Says Ramban, the next pasuk tells us. So how should we look at it? We should realize that it's not possible that Hashem would come to destroy anybody, not just the whole Jewish people, not anybody. He is doing everything to make sure that not one soul is lost. Because we are His skula, we are His treasure. We're an kadosh, we're holy people. So, These are two steps, all from these psukim. But go a step further. Let's say the person is not a tzaddik. And we know this is true. And people fret sometimes when they lose a loved one. And the loved one wasn't necessarily, yeah, at least to our eyes, was not at the highest level. So maybe over here you say, no, over here, maybe I should tear my hair out, right? Because this person is lost. This is what the Sisse Cohen from Tzvas, right, writes. Just listen to what he writes. Masha Omar Lashem Elokechem Lo Lashem Levad. Note, again. Note, just do the psuki. Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem. Hashem, who is the source of everything, he gives Havaya, he gives being to everything. It's Hashem Havaya. Elokechem, he is Mashkiach Alinu Vashkacha Pratis. But included in that, we know the Shem Elokim is associated with Din, because that's part of Hashgacha. Right? If a person needs correction, and so sometimes the correction comes in the fashion of a tap on the shoulder, a whisper in the ear, sometimes the correction requires more severe intervention. If your child, God forbid, right? I don't mean to make things simplistic, but if your child has a penchant for sticking a, God forbid, a metal hanger, a metal wire hanger into an electric socket, you don't say to him sweetly as you watch him about to, oh, Shefala, I don't think that's a good idea. This is not what mommy or tati would like you to do. You grab him immediately, albeit that he might get very scared, but it's better that he be scared than Khalil, that he turns himself into a Christmas bulb, God forbid. Okay? So, there are times when this happens, and there are people who are not necessarily, we don't consider them on the highest spiritual level. How should we relate to that? Masha Amar Shem Elokechem, again, the shame of Havaya, associated with Midas HaRachamim. He loves us, he is our source, he is our creator. We are because he wills that we be. And he's Elokechem, he is the one who's Mashkiach Halenu. He guides every step of our life, and sometimes that requires also Midas HaDin to straighten us out, to make sure we don't do something wrong or to correct something we've already done wrong. Lo Lashem Levad. It didn't just say Lashem alone. It said Hashem Elokechem. No, look in the pasuk again. Vanim atem Lashem Elokechem. Siskoru lo sasimu korcha b'ninechem lameis. Ki am kadosh ato Lashem Elokecha. Once again, Hashem Elokecha. Ubecha v'har Hashem. And here Hashem chose you. But there is no, it doesn't say Elokecha over here. So twice it says Hashem Elokechem. Elokecha. And once it says Hashem alone, Midas HaRachamim alone without Elokecha, Lios Olam Segula. Says the Sisse Kohen, Yuvan Zem Mimasha Omar, Mpirka Kama De Kedushin. Okay, hold tight. There's a Gemara there, Machlokas Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. Zelashon, Bonim Atem Lashem, Bezman Shatem Noagim Kemenag Bonim. It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Remeir Omer. The mayor says, "Benkach u benkach kruyim banim." Nonetheless, regardless, even if they don't conduct themselves like banim, they're still called banim. Shneamar, banim scholim heim, v'omer banim leimun bam. As even when we're doing foolish things, wrong things, foolish, wrong things, stupid things, we're shooting ourselves because we're spiritually in our leg. Nonetheless, we're called banim. And he continues, Pasuk in Hosea, from the first Haftor of Sefer Bamidbar, Yom B'mokom Asher Yomar Lachem, Lo Ami Atem Yomar Lachem, Bni, Bnai Kel Chai, Bnei Kel Chai. We are Bunim to Kel Chai. And this is talking about at a time when Klal Yisrael was not doing the will of Hashem, as we know from Sefer Hosea. This was a time when he needed to reproach them for their misdeeds. The Gemara continues, perhaps we're foolish sons, then we're considered banim. right? Delays to be Mumneusa, lo Bikre Banim, but let's say if we don't show any Emuna, we're not called Banim, perhaps. Tamalom Banim lo Emunba. No, even when we show no Emuna, we're still called Banim. Again, this is not coming to give us carte blanche, you know? It's okay, you're okay, I'm okay, it's no sweat, it's California, right? Doesn't make a difference between you. God forbid, Chas v'chalila. Chas v'chalila. Everything you do makes a difference. Everything we do transforms what our Olam HaEmes will be. Everything. But the love that Hashem has for us is so great that He's not going to toss us out the window. Is a person who requires the incredible rachamim of Hashem because He has chosen us in spite of all of our actions, is the relationship the same? Is the Olam Haba the same for that person as a person who completely commits himself to everything that Hashem does, given his abilities, given his situation, etc.? Is that, are the two people, the one who has, regardless of how much he knows and how much he really goes, but he does as much as he can, given who he is, given his situation. And the other person says, nah, I'm not in the mood. Is the Olam Haba going to be the same? God forbid. That's to say there's no schar v'onish, there's no reward. It's all, you're okay, I'm okay. Big sir, it's California. No sweat. God forbid. But Hashem will not give up on anybody. V'iteva banim delays v'umem nusu to mikre bani. Perhaps a person that lacks emuna, not filled with emuna, he's called bani. Ki falchi avodazara lo mikre bani. But perhaps when they, if they're over the avodazara, if they've totally messed up their worldview, they're over the avodazara, maybe not called banim. No. Tamalom or banim mashkisim. We're called banim. Just we're called self-destructive banim. But we're called banim. V'chiteva banim ma'ali lo mikri. They're not real banim. Tamalomar Yomalhem Bnei Kel Chai, the Pasuk from Hosea, that even at the time of our nadir, our low point in observance, we're still called Bnei Kel Chai. Ra'af al pi, says the Sifse Koin from Tzvas. Af al pi shehein ovde vodazar kruim banim. We're called banim even for ovde vodazar. V'chein adin mumar shekidesh kedushav kedushin gemurim. A person who's a mumar, who got a bit converted, and he's a kaddish, a woman, kadas moshe Yisrael, but he's a mushchas. His kedushin is a kedushin. So continues the Sifse Koin. Lezeh bizman she'osim raton shomokim banim la'Hashem. When we do the will of Hashem, we're called banim la'Hashem. We're worthy of punishment. Elokeichem, once again, refers to Elokim midas adin. Hashem needs to punish us. But we're always banim. Remember the psukim. Banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem. Ki am kadosh atah la'Hashem Elokecha. Hashem liosol am segula. The ultimate is b'chor Hashem liosol am segula. But even when His relationship with us is one that necessitates giving us onesh, we should be spared. We still remain banim. Fascinating. Continues. Here's a small Meshech Chachma. We said it's a machlokus, remember. Rabbi Yehuda says, Atam noagim kebanim, or atam banim. Rabbi Meir says, no. Rabbi Meir says that benkach u benkach, we call him banim, etc. He says, brings a proof again, right, from the psukim that we saw. And the Malbim on the Psukim, right? Some of the Psukim that Rabbi Meir brings implies that in the Sifrei, the Medrash, it's not the Gemara Kedushin, which we brought initially, which is a source of Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. But in the Sifrei, in the Medrash HaHalacha, it would appear, says the Malbim, that in the end Rabbi Yehuda is Moda to Rabbi Meir, i.e. that we are called Bunim, always called Bunim. And you see them before Shei Abshat here. In the Chumash, seem to go with that Derech. They were called Bunim nonetheless. Once again, this is not a free ride. This is not carte blanche. Do whatever you want. But nonetheless, we're called Bunim. Let's go a step further. So we've talked about the idea of how we don't always understand. We don't always understand. We're Bunim vis-a-vis the Father. We are Am Kodosh. Hashem would not destroy any one of us. Right? In spite of all the onshin lechalil, we might be chayev, but he doesn't want to lose any of us. He doesn't lose any of us. We're still called Bunim. Even though we have done things that are very wrong, we're still Bunim. We need to be cleansed, but we're still Bunim. Still Bunim. Let's go to another tchum here as well. Says Rav Yosef B'chu Ashor, one of the Balei Tosfos. Vanim atem la'Hashem elokeichem, v'imeis avichem, in lachem lizgodiv lasos kochli tzar Yosef b'day, ki einchem yisomim bekach shere yesh b'chem av godol chai v'kayim yisbor shmo. A comforting thought. We're not alone. That even if we lose somebody close, Hashem is still with us. He is still with us. He's still with us. And this, aside from our relationship to the deed, the act that took place, the event that took place, but we have to know that Hashem is with us. We're not alone. This is all within the realm of Emunah. But it hurts. And we talked about this. We talked about it about Tisha B'Av, etc. Let's see some more things, though, within the context of this pasuk here of Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeich Losis Godedu. Bentayim Yesh Mokom L'Dmos. There is a place for tears. Tears are not wrong. There is a place for tears, and we'll see. Says the Ramban, V'lo Yesor Hakos Avabechi. In spite of the fact that we realize that from Hashem's perspective, it's all good, it's all the best. We don't understand, we're just bunim. Nonetheless, says Ramban, V'lo yeser hakos avabechi, the Torah does not aser, it says don't try and control yourself. To keep yourself from crying, ki teva yesor livkos bepir ha'ovim v'niduda apechayim. When people separate, even though they're alive, we cry sometimes. Because we miss them. So it's not on the destruction that we cry. It's on the separation. And that's normal, that's natural. However, right, there is an Easter, lis abel al nefesh yosemi dai. One, Chazal tell us, based upon this pasuk over here, of losis godedu. Right? Not to tear out your hair, that there is something wrong with being misabel yosemidai. Because that would imply there's not just separation, but that it's destruction. That's incorrect. So tears, yes. And again, this, I guess, is relative to every person. Right? It's relative to every person, to every situation. And there's no rule of thumb here exactly. For each person. Each person has to know, though, Hashem should spare us, that there is a concept of being misabel yosem yidai. Too much. Too much. Because it's not destruction, it's separation. I can't give mussar. People suffer, people go through what they go through. Let's just know the ideas. And everyone will implement it to the best of their ability. Further, tears cried on an Odom Kosher. Says a Kliyakar. Once again, we're talking about the value of the tears. Rabban taught us it's not awesome because it's separation. Okay. The Kliyakar takes us a step further. Aval ata lo kein ki b'chavachar Hashem lios la'am segula v'chol segula simlachim haynu dover shemachnisim la'otzar. The Kliyakos is a very fascinating thing. We're called an Am Segula in the Pasuk here. A school is a treasure. Where do you put a treasure? In a treasure chest. In a protected storehouse. Right? Protected storehouse. So he brings a Gemara. Chazal say, Hamorid Mos al Adam Kosher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sofonu Minicham Bebeis Genozov. Shenemar nudi safarta ata sima dimasi benodcha lo bisifrasecha. Pasuk in Tehillim. Just as the nefashos, as we said, ki am segula, the souls are treasure, and Hashem, as when He plucks a soul, Hashem should spare us. When He plucks a soul from this world, it's ba'otzar. Because that's what you put at school, if you put a treasure, something special, you put it in a safe place, in a most precious, precious object, precious, precious thing, you put in the safest place. Says the Gemara in Shabbos that a person who's morid mo'os or adam kosher, these tears, it's not just a mutter, but the tears upon the loss of a person, an adam kosher, Klal Yisrael is missing that person now. With their abilities, with their strengths, with their faults, with their struggles. But that aspect of what they could have done or what they did has now been lost to Klal Yisrael. Those tears shed, what they did for us, those tears are also put, as Chazal Darshan from this Pasuk in Tehillim, Nudi Safarta, my wanderings, my travails, you've counted. Tosima Dimosi Benodcha. Put my tears, right? Keep them in your flask. Halo b'sifra secha. In the place where you count the souls, because each soul is unique, so too the tears that are shed are precious. So you have to know when we cry tears, again, and not too many tears, not too much mourning, again, that's all relative and very subjective, etc., but that when we're Mis'abel Yosef Midai, where it brings us to a point of Yeyush, where we feel that what do you call the person is lost, the person is not lost. We are separated, and that's painful. But the tears of the loss of what do you call that person's ability, of that person's capacity, that person's struggles, that we're all Mosif to Klal Yisrael, those tears are precious, just like the souls themselves, and they're kept in the same Otsar. The souls together with the tears. Let's conclude with one more thing that I find fascinating. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, right, when a person is executed, says he's executed for capital crime. Let's say for Avodah Zarah, God forbid, cursing Hashem, Rachman Litzlan. So it says you have to bury him, even after you've, as it were, executed him and revealed his death. The people, so that they'll realize the severity of his actions. You have to bury him. Why? Ki kilas Elokim talui. For God forbid, for the curse of Hashem is hanging there. So Chazal say in the Gemara and it's a Mishnah, Sanhedrin. We're talking about a Rasha. He was, God forbid, he cursed Hashem. That person, right? That person has to be buried. Why? Ki kilas Elokim talui. For the curse, Chlila, is there. Says Chazal, the Lashon, Kilas Elokim, listen to the Lashon. Yesh l'husva pi mashakosu v'mishnah, shashchina omeres, kolani miroshi, kolani mizroi. The Shechina says, Kyoviyokol, I'm weak from my head, I'm weak from my arm. The Shechina says this. This is talking about Rasha. Mishnah says over there, if this is the way Hashem Kovyachol says he feels weak, Kovyachol, and we're talking about an anthropomorphism here. Hashem doesn't have a head, he doesn't have an arm. But his weakness is in his head, his weakness is in his arm. And this is about a Rasha. Imagine a person who's not a Rasha. This is not a Rasha, a person was executed. They testified against him, they ate him. The testimony of the witnesses was corroborated. He deserved to die. He was executed. And the Shechina says, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Misroi. Why the weakness of the head and weakness of the arm? So the Panim Yafos teaches us. The Gemara says in Brachos, Kaviyochol, just the way we wear tefillin, which speak of our emunah in Hashem, in His involvement in our lives, so too, Kaviyochol, the Shechina has tefillin, both on the head and on the arm. Right? The head, the world of worldview, and in Hashem's Kaviyochol, His tefillin, is written the greatness of the Jewish people. Here in the world of Machshava, of worldview, the Jewish people so precious, and in the world of action, the mitzvahs that are Mekayim. So when a Jew, when any one Jew is lost, even a Russia, the Shechina says, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroi. I'm missing Kilo an Os, I'm missing part of an Os. And the Tefillin Shel Rosh and the Tefillin Shel Yad. Okay. So this is talking about the Shechina vis-a-vis the loss of this individual. But listen to what the Panim Yafos adds over here. He says, Im kein, kishemetzair al meso yoser midai, utsar la Shechina, ki banim atem Hashem elokeichem. The Mishnah is talking about, right, the tsar that your Shechina feels with the loss of this individual. This person is gone. With his strengths, with his uniqueness, with his weaknesses, but he was unique in what he was meant to accomplish in this world. And he was struggling to accomplish. Maybe not struggling enough, whatever, it doesn't make any difference. But my said that person, his potential is now gone from this world. Shechina says, I feel weak, my rosh, I feel weak in my arm. The Panim Yafos adds, though, that when we mourn too much, that's also Mitzar of the Shechina. In King Geshe Mitzar al Meso Yoser Midai, Utsar la Shechina, Ki Bonim Atem la Shem Elokeichem. It's a struggle sometimes to be besimcha. But we have to know that when we mourn too much on our difficulties, and I'm not making light of anybody's difficulties and anybody's suffering, we have to know that this is also a source of tsar for the Shechina. So says the Panim Yafos, the great, great Panim Yafos, Rav of Frankfurt. The point of ponder. I think it'll be useful for us. Because sometimes what we can't do for ourselves, we can do for others. And certainly, what we can't do for ourselves, perhaps we can do for the Shechina. We shouldn't be mitzar too much. Shem Yazor. We should be weeks of Nechama, weeks, mitzvah Shem, of Emuna, weeks of preparation, knowing that in spite of the patches that we may have received in the previous years, we enter into Chodesh Elul, we're coming to Rosh Hashanah, we have to come into Rosh Hashanah, Menuchamim, knowing that Hashem loves us. The patches were necessary for what reason, one reason or another. We're just bunning to Hashem. We don't always understand. Hashem should spare us, spare the entire Jewish people. But we have to go in Menuchamim. He loves us before we enter into the portals of Din. Okay, be blessed. Have a good Shabbos. Have a good Rosh Chodesh benching until we meet again in Mitzvah Shem.
The recording has stopped.